KNKX connects you to Food for Thought, where 88.5's Dick Stein and our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, each have their own way of doing things. Coming up, they share 21 of their favorite kitchen tips and tricks, seasoned with just a tasty touch of bickering.
Okay, Nancy, I think today's Food for Thought should be Stein and Nancy's tips and tricks.
Have at it, Stein.
One, always buy frozen shrimp.
Why?
Because it's all frozen anyway. You get the stuff that looks fresh in the counter there. It was frozen. You just don't know how long it's been defrosted. You buy them frozen, and then you'll know because you'll defrost them yourself.
Right on. And clean while you're cooking.
Clean as you go. Absolutely. So you'll have less to do when you're all full and loggy after the dinner. Don't buy onions in those net bags. There's always a couple of rotten ones in there. Buy them individually so you can check them out. Is it true or not?
Oh, absolutely true. You're so right.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Eat asparagus with your fingers.
And be sure to crook your pinky. Don't refrigerate ketchup.
Why?
Because you don't need to, and then it's cold. Don't refrigerate bread either. It actually gets stale faster. I've been having this ongoing argument with DeGroote for years. She won't listen.
You're married to my husband. He puts my fresh bread in the refrigerator. Drives me nuts.
What you can do is already sliced, just freeze it, and then you can just defrost the individual slices in the toaster.
Always make your own flatbread.
You can get pretty good flatbread in the store if you don't feel like it.
Not true.
All right, fine. Turn steaks as often as you like. It's just a myth that you should only turn them once. And yes, you can use a fork to turn the steak. It will not let all the juices out. It's a steak, not a water balloon.
Bring good olive oil as a house gift. You don't need another bottle of wine. Bring them good olive oil.
That's a great tip, and I would love to receive a bottle of good olive oil from a dinner guest. Not that we ever have them. We're getting into grilling season. Throw away your wire grill brush and get one of those wooden paddle scrapers. They're much better. Ingesting just one steel wire will ruin your whole day, and this happens all across the country. Those little filaments can get stuck in the grill and then get into the food you eat.
That's a great one, Stein. And while we're talking about grilling, I say toast the hamburger bun. If you're in the house, use a frying pan. A little butter, toast it. It makes all the difference in the world.
And you know, for grilled cheese sandwiches, griddle the bread first on one side each and use those griddled sides as the inside of the grilled cheese sandwich. Fill it up with whatever you're putting in and then finish it. That way you've got it a little crispy both inside and outside. Adds a bit of texture.
Everyone should own at least 4 nice wine glasses. I don't mean expensive wine glasses.
Yeah, I don't drink wine much, but when we do, we've got those little shorty glasses that I think kids use them for brushing their teeth. Important, never try to catch a falling knife.
I caught one once with my foot. It didn't turn out well.
Okay, always use boiled water for your potsticker dough.
Always use cold water for your potsticker dough.
Boiled.
Cold.
Boiled.
Cold.
All right, fine. Don't get those pitted olives. Get the olives with the pits in them so you can pit them yourself. It's the only way to be sure.
Buy tapenade. You do that, you won't even have to cut them up.
Oh, so extravagant.
Take the twist tie off your fresh herbs.
That way they don't rot so fast.
Exactly.
Always get the cheap nonstick pans. They all wear out anyway. I don't think the expensive ones last any longer.
I'm with you with that.
Lay bagels flat and slice them horizontally. When you're about 4/5 through, then you can stand it on edge and slice down through the last inch or so. You'll have much less chance of cutting your fingers off that way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just ask them in any emergency room. I've got just 2 more things to say. 1, MSG is your friend. 2, give Velveeta a chance.
And give it a chance on that doubly grilled cheese, right?
Oh, nothing makes a better grilled cheese than Velveeta. With KNKX Food Talker, the ever-helpful
Nancy Leeson, he's Dick.
Do it my way.
Stein.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707. Going, going, skywardly, heavenly. Higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On KNKX.org and NPR1.